This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hey there, Brain Explorers. Welcome back to another episode of Brain Explorers. I'm Alma, and today we're going on an amazing adventure through time to discover something really cool. How did the brain form? Yeah, that's right. We're going way, way back in time to understand how this awesome squishy thing inside your heads became what it is today. Ready? Let's dive in. Imagine the Earth billions of years ago. It was a place without humans, animals, or even plants like we have today. There were only tiny, tiny things living in the water. These creatures were so simple, they didn't have brain cells. All they needed was to eat, grow, and divide into more tiny creatures. So if these little guys didn't have brains, what did they have? Well, they had something called cells. Some of these cells had the special job of helping the creatures feel its environment. Kind of like when you touch something cold and your body knows it's cold. But back then, they didn't need a brain to do that. They just had a special parts of them send signals around their tiny bodies. It was super simple. But here's where things get exciting. As millions of years passed, creatures got bigger and more complex. Their bodies needed to work together better. To do this, they developed something called nerve cells. Think of these like tiny messengers carrying information all over the body, super fast. These nerve cells helped creatures react more quickly to what was going on around them. For example, it was a creature was swimming and something tried to eat it. These nerve cells would say, uh-oh, time to swim away. But they'd swim as fast as they could. But still, no brain. Not yet. The cells were spread all over their bodies, kind of like tiny highways of information. Then after more time passed, millions and millions of years, something amazing happened. Some creatures, like fish, started to gather a bunch of their nerve cells in one place, like a control center. This control center would later become a brain. These early brains weren't as fancy as ours. They are mostly focused on helping the creatures find food, escape from danger, and move around. It was like having a simple computer in their heads. As creatures continued to evolve, the brains became bigger and smarter. Some animals, like dinosaurs, had bigger brains to help them control their massive bodies. But they still weren't as smart as you and me. Eventually, mammals, the group of animals we belong to, came along. And guess what? Mammals needed an even bigger and better brain. Why? Because they were warm-blooded, which meant they had to be more active, stay warm, and take care of their babies. So their brains got more advanced, with new parts that could do more amazing things. Over millions of years, the brain of more mammals, like monkeys, apes, keep growing and growing, becoming more complex and capable of solving problems. And from those early mammals came humans. And that's where we come in. The human brain is one of the most incredible things in the world. It's not just for keeping us alive. It helps us think, imagine, create, talk, and even wonder how brains were formed in the first place. The human brain is made up of different parts that work all together like a team. There's the part that helps us move, the part that helps us feel, the part that helps us think and solve problems. Our brains are so powerful that they've helped us invent amazing things like computers, airplanes, and of course, podcasts like this one. So there you have it, Brain Explorers. Our brains are the result of millions and millions of years of change and evolution. They started with simple cells, grew into nerve networks, and eventually became the incredible brains we have today. And guess what? Scientists are still learning more about the brain every day. There's so much to explore, and who knows what amazing things our brains will help us do in the future. Thanks for joining me on this brain adventure today. Keep exploring, keep asking questions, and remember, your brain is awesome! See you next time, Explorer!